2 months, folks. 2 months.
We still don't have our shit together.
Hey, Eddie, how you doing? Yep.
Oh, we can't hear you, Eddie.
No.
Okay, we're good.
You just appeared out of nowhere.
Wow, that was weird.
We're good.
We're good now.
And we're not good, Eddie. Eddie can't be heard.
Eddie, where's Eddie?
He's there, but he.
Oh God! You want me to unplug it again?
Oh, it sounds like he's having a problem with his connection.
Who knows what he was doing with that computer for the last 2 months?
Oh.
Eddie, unmute your microphone's mute.
Oh yeah, you're on mute.
Or it's probably not connected. Go to your settings. See if we can hook it up. We might have to log off and on. Log off and on, see if that works.
Man, what a bummer.
Well, quiet. You're all grainy up there.
I am?
Me?
No, Steve.
Oh.
Well, as long as we can hear him, that's fine.
Figures. Nothing ever goes right.
Who's the head of this operation?
Whose idea was this?
Oh, it's my idea, but let me see. Somebody else took over.
Okay, what are we doing here?
You're frozen. Boop, boop, you go. You're like a robot. Boop, boop, boop.
It's all messed up, huh? I don't know what the problem is. I can't deal with this.
It's because you got a new house. A new inside.
I just moved the table.
You gotta move back to where it was.
Shit. Well, I just flipped it backwards. Would I gotta flip it back the other way?
Yeah.
Too fancy for us now.
That messed it all up.
Well, apparently not. It's not working that well. I was working off the Wi-Fi, but it wasn't working that well, right? Is it still working the same as when we first got on, Alyssa?
Kind of, but not. I mean, now you're good.
All right. Where's Eddie at? Shit.
You have your moments.
Yeah, I was frozen. Are you sure it's just me?
Oh, yeah, you're frozen.
Alyssa sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I see Alberto moving. You're frozen.
There comes Eddie.
Oh, all right, Eddie.
This is...
Are you back?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good now. Yay!
There's something. Somebody's doing something's wrong. It's not all me. It can't be me.
No, you know, Steve's upset now. He was hoping Eddie would mess up again, and he can.
Eddie, did you get bigger headphones or what?
I changed the headphones.
Humongous.
I lost my whole thing. Hold on.
Oh shit!
What the hell happened?
Just go live. Let's show the people all this.
Yes, let's go. Jesus.
Look at Eddie with those big old God. Damn, those are Mickey Mouse earphones, huh?
I think it was the headphones.
You're probably talking.
Oh, those are the new ones?
You don't talk to headphones.
He's probably talking through the headphones at this point.
I think it was the headphones that are.
Oh.
No, he sounds good, so.
All right, let's do this shit. We're not going to get any better.
Nope, this is
it's not going to happen. We've had like a month and a half to get better, and we haven't got an ounce better.
Nope.
Well, there was no communication from the chief.
You know what? We're here. All right. We're all here together.
Oh, man.
Let's go. Are you guys ready? Nope.
Yeah, I guess.
You're not ready?
The microphone, like, bro?
Got him. You need some Gorilla Glue?
Yeah. Like, it's gorilla. Like going green. It's all limp.
I got like some Steve? Gorilla.
All limp like Steve?
Yep.
No, I've been taking my elderberries. Oh, wait a minute. That's for something different, huh? Never mind.
Okay,
elder. Let's do this.
After 2 months, welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve. And here we are, perfect as always.
Another typical M25 show.
Unless you saw the pre-show, we are as perfect as can be. Right, guys?
Just go to the website, listen to the podcast. You'll hear it all.
Or not.
Why don't you tell everybody how they could go to the podcast?
Right behind me, the m25show.com.
Oh, so, see, very fast and easy, huh?
I'm efficient.
Okay, here we go. You know, I can't just act happy. This is very, you know, it's, what do you call it? Letdown. Show is a letdown.
Humbling.
Not humble about this. You know, we've had what?
As you can see,
month and a half to be ready.
I see Steve's not really properly connected, folks, so hang on. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Yes.
See? See, he's frozen.
Hello.
maybe we don't talk so loud.
Okay, let's sit back here.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Alyssa's frozen with her teeth. She's like this. So we get into places, you do screenshots one and post them all over the web if you like. What are you doing, Alberto? You watching the show?
Yeah.
He wants to see who's really frozen.
All right, so it's a little late. I should come on. Alyssa, can you hear me pretty good?
Yep.
We don't know what's going on.
We don't know what's going on with Steve, so.
Yes, it's you, Steve.
Is it me?
Yeah.
So you guys have, there's no problems on your end. You guys are perfect internet.
Was that tech person connected?
Just fine.
Eddie, perfect internet?
Yes, sir.
Your brother's not screwing around with you or not like that?
Nope.
He's doing his duties?
He's doing his duties. You got to stay on top of that.
Good. It's bothered me all these months, Eddie, that you told me that time when you gave him the money and he split.
He didn't split.
No, he didn't split. He forgot, right?
Yeah.
Well, what money was this?
For the internet. You don't remember that? We might have a little bit of a problem with the internet going on. Why? Everybody's blaming me.
Well, you're
doing, what's new?
What's new? For us, you're the only one breaking up. So Eddie's having a problem with his headphones. They're kind of heavy for him.
Eddie's got those big, humongous earphones.
Well, at least you can hear
Look
me.
Look at this, too heavy. He's got to put them on the back.
Oh, damn, he burned you.
Yeah, they are. The jumbo.
Get yourself some beats like me, Eddie. Yeah.
What'd you get?
Huh?
You know, this is just, oh, I can't believe it. Alyssa, how are you doing?
I'm good. I think that's what you asked me, how I'm doing.
Now, let's see. Steve, unless you do like Eddie did and sign off and then try to get back on. I think the three of us will still remain here.
You keep freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking. It's very heartbreaking.
Just restart your computer, Steve. We'll be fine without you.
I don't think it's that.
Okay.
Okay.
Why restarting
it Betty, it brought Eddie back.
Yeah.
He said he changed his earphones.
Yeah, mine was just the headphones.
Yeah, this is, I'm getting really upset.
Yeah.
Oh, you won't do anything about it.
Well, what do you want me to do? You want to turn it off and turn it back on?
Try that. See if that works.
That's good.
Well, it can't hurt.
Okay, so you want to try it again?
Can we make it better or make it worse?
So you guys can stay there. I'll come back and you guys will still be here, right?
It should be. That's.
It should be, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't have to do all this work I do before the show to get all you all together with me, dude. Do I?
I don't know. We're gonna have to try it out.
As you can see, we don't know what the hell's going on here.
I know when you leave, like after the show, I mean, I stay on and I'm still connected. I don't know if the show will still remain on. I know your computer's the main.
Okay, so this is what we could do. Okay, we got one of our guests already in the waiting room. I'm gonna do. I don't know if I should do this, Eddie.
I don't think you should.
I don't think I should either. No. Alyssa, let's take a vote on it. Should I stop and log back on?
No, I don't think you should.
I'll disappear like a magician. Yeah. I'll be back.
If worst case scenario, you got to send another link, and we'll have to do this all over again.
Let's just go with it. Whatever happens, happens.
No, I think it's the weather.
He's like frozen. He was like this. Showing us the size of something?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's stop.
No, that's too big for him.
Stop it. Okay. You know what? We're gonna push through like we always do. Okay? Because our guests are waiting. I hate to do that.
Fuck you, listeners.
Do you think it'll do, okay, Alyssa, do you think it'll help the internet if I log off?
I think so. because you're logging, you're turning your whole computer off because it's probably still with the Wi-Fi kind of, you know.
Okay, I'm going to do it. So Eddie is in the waiting room.
Eddie,
I can see you here. Stay right there. Don't move. I'm going to log off real quick, log back on. We're having problems.
Don't do it, Steve.
Oh, Eddie.
Eddie, he's not going away forever. He's not going away forever. If anything, he has to send another link.
I promise.
It's a democracy, I guess.
Don't do it. You'll kill yourself.
No, Steve, don't go. Steve, no.
I'll be right back, please.
maybe. If not, if you're on YouTube and Facebook, wait for another notification.
Yeah.
Okay, he's frozen again.
We could rebook him.
See?
Maybe he's gone already. Who knows?
He's gone.
He's already gone. Oh, he's just frozen in time.
Yep.
All right, we got to continue the show here. So
he's going to pop up from under the table.
He did that earlier.
He's gonna flip his table over like it was before. Uh-oh. Oh,
right.
No.
Oh, there's two of them.
There's,
well,
oh, there's okay, two of them this now. Is not going to.
There's two of you.
Lord. Oh, there's two of me?
Yes.
Wait a minute. What the hell's going on?
One is too many, man. Now we got two?
One's frozen. Oh.
Let's move.
And the second one isn't as good.
Okay, am I good?
Yeah, what about the other guy?
Uh-oh.
Oh, there it goes. Left. Yep.
Okay, oh, now they're all gone.
Oh,
here's.
Oh, God. Okay, that's enough. You know what I mean? Okay, that's enough. I even lost the music video.
Damn.
Okay, let's just get the show on the road.
You're a little better now.
Yeah.
For now.
All right. Okay.
They didn't mess with your wires, did they?
My wires?
Your wires.
Oh, no, they didn't mess with my wires.
Steve,
hold on, we're going to bring our guest out. We can talk about this nonsense later, Eddie. Our guest has been very nice in the waiting room. Okay, Eddie? Eddie, you like rock and roll. You like heavy music, don't you?
Some.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have a good guest on today. We have Eddie here.
Oh.
Eddie, hey, sideways.
Eddie.
Hey, Eddie. Are you on a laptop, a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Can you turn it
you
sideways?
We hear you.
Yeah. Let me take care of that. Okay, cool. Give me one minute.
Me if you want. Everybody else is. One more flipperoonie. Oh, our other guest is on too. Hold on. He's trying to flip around. Let's pull out Johnny. He's in the waiting room. Oh, hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
We've had better days, but
okay.
You're here.
We've had better shows.
Alrighty.
We're waiting Eddie to get his camera. He was sideways there for a moment.
All right.
I just tell him stand on his head and it'll level out.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Let me know if it gets a little noisy over here. I'm actually at work, so there's a lot of diesel trucks driving by and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No worries. I'm glad you can pop on and do this interview about your new sync. Oh, there you are, Eddie. There you go.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And I didn't catch you upside down, but you know, viewers would probably like to see you upside up.
He's used to both.
We have Alyssa up here at top. We have Alberto and Eddie down here on the bottom.
Hello.
And I'm Steve. Welcome to the M25 show. It's awesome to have you on. We're listening to your song. Alyssa, I know you listened, right? I tagged you guys in the post. I hope you guys heard the new song by them. It's called, John, I'll let you. The new song's called
Mindfuck.
There you go. You see,
the title of the show.
There you go. That'll be the title of our show. How's that sound, Johnny?
That sounds great to me.
That'll be the title of our podcast once it gets up after the show. And, I was going to play a little bit of it, but we had some internet problems going on. And when my crew here said that they saw two of me, I erased one of them and it erased duplicate of me and the mindfuck video.
Oh,
so
wow.
while you guys are talking, I'm going to try to pull it back up and I won't disrupt anybody. So first of all, Johnny, you're the lead singer of the band.
Yes, I am.
And Eddie is the bass player.
Yes, sir. He is.
Is Eddie still there?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, well, first of all, why don't you tell us about the new song and the new music video?
You want to take it, Eddie, or you want me to go for it?
Nah, go for it.
All right. Well, the new song isn't actually a new song for us. This is one of the first songs we wrote back in 2018, but it just didn't blend with the first album we released, our self-titled album. So we shelved it for a while. And then when we started working on this album, we pulled it from the rafters and decided to rework it. With the help of our producer, we put this one together, and now you have this song, Mindfuck.
Ah, very cool. I think I might be able to... Okay, let me see if I can... Let's see if this works. I found it.
All right, there it is. That is it.
I've watched this video many times, and I like how it's to be continued.
Yes.
So I'm still trying to figure out what's going on, and there's a lot of stuff going on in there, and that's the good thing about music and videos. You leave people kind of trying to figure it out. You know, you can go different ways with this thing, right?
That was the plan with this one from the beginning.
But it's an older, it's a song you guys already had. You're just bringing it out now.
Yeah, it's a song that we had. Like I said, we wrote it back in 2018. But we played a few shows with it, and then we kind of shelved it. And then we, like I said, we brought it back about 2 years ago. We started messing around with it again. And it was one of those ones that it fits with our album, with this album. You know, the new album coming out in January, Evil Now, Evil Later. This goes along with all the songs that are in there, blends very well. So we decided to bring it out. And then when we got to talking about a video, this was one of the ones that kind of like I held close to me as far as like wanting to do a video about it with the cars and just the way the whole screenplay went on it, you know, and with the help of our director, Leo, really brought it, put it together. I mean, he's awesome. He's amazing. He brought our vision to, you know, what you see. And that video now.
Very cool. Alyssa, I'm going to pull Alyssa up here. Alyssa, you got a question for the guys?
Yeah. Are you guys, are you guys local? Are you like, where are you guys from? And how did you get started?
We'll let Eddie answer that.
Let's pull up Eddie here.
Pretty much local. Hey, how's it going, guys? Hi. Yeah, pretty much local. We're all kind of in like the pretty much LA area, just spread out. Guitar players and our vocalist, you know, out of Whittier. I'm here in Brea, and where's our drummer from?
Southgate.
There you go.
He's a Southgate native.
In Orange County.
Hey, that is so awesome when you don't know where some of your members are from. That's the best. You still got time to get. You got time to grow. Right, Johnny? Oh, yeah.
No, I wanted to make sure I got that right.
Yeah, Leo loves his city. He loves Southgate, so we got to make sure we get that in there.
Yeah, before I go to next questions, why don't you tell us the other members of the band, their names and all that, and what they play and what they do in the band.
All right, so since we're on Leo, we have Leo Heider. He plays drums for the band, and he's been drumming for, over 20 years. And then one of our guitar players is James Carrillo. He's out of Whittier, and he's been playing the guitar probably, I'd say like 10 to 12 years. And then our second guitar player is Jason Salas, and he's also out of Whittier. And he's been playing the guitar for now a little over 10 years. He's been with us since he was 15. So, you know, we got a lot of young blood, and you're looking at the old blood right now. So we're doing all right.
And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Eddie, you got a question for the guys?
How long has the band been together?
We've been together since, we're coming up on 5 years. We've been together since August of 2018. Oh, okay. Our official anniversary date is September 1st.
Okay. Coming up.
Yeah, coming up quick, too.
Yeah. Do you guys have any shows booked or anything in the future coming up?
Yeah, we have a few of them. Yeah, we have a few of them lined up. I think our next show is going to be, let me look. Yeah, September 30th in Whittier at Knucklehead Tom's Gym. It's kind of like a fundraiser, I believe, for like cancer, you know, I think it's like payments, stuff like that. But yeah, September 30th.
Nice. Oh, I know what that is. That's off Whittier Boulevard, isn't it?
Yeah, right off of Whittier. Mm-hmm.
So the song Mindfuck, you've had more fans of yours that when you get around and watch your shows, they already know this song.
No, actually they don't.
You haven't played it.
Yeah, we just started playing it again. I mean, like I said, when we first came out in 2018, early 2019, nobody even cared who we were. Nobody listened to us. We had pretty much nobody at our shows. You know, so much hasn't changed. So,
Sounds like our show.
So back then we shelved it for a while, and we just started playing it again. I think we had like, we've only had like two shows since we brought it back out. So the hope is that people, you know, jump aboard with it, and you know, you can hear like the group vocals in there. So people get behind us when we're playing that song. You know, a lot of the songs on the new album kind of have the same formula. So we're just trying to keep the crowd involved in what we do, and hopefully this is the beginning of that for us.
Now, is all your music original content or stuff that you guys wrote?
Yeah, all of our music that we release is all of our original stuff. Okay. We've had played covers and some shows. We pick and choose which ones we're going to do, but it's very rare that we do that. So all of our music that's recorded and that we put out there is our music.
Okay.
Very, very cool. Let me pull up Eddie here. Eddie, so playing the bass, you know, the bass, backbone, drum.
Pump that bass, huh?
that backbone.
Sorry, you got a little bit cut off there. I couldn't catch that.
Frozen against you.
Yeah. You know, this is how Johnny was saying, you know, this band has a lot of followers and all that stuff. And how he says, like, some things haven't changed, you know, like our show, we've been in, I had a remodel going on, and we were off for a month and a half, right? So we come back today, and I thought, oh, we're going to be perfect. This thing is going to be good. And the Wi-Fi screwed up. So I feel like, you know, I apologize, but I think it's going to be okay. Alberto is our engineer.
Don't blame me for your problems. Make things,
well, yeah, okay. If you can blame me or whatever you want, but I know Alberto for the podcast can make it much better. So after the show, it'll be podcasted. Alberto, on all the major podcast places?
Yes.
Pretty much.
All the major.
And it's going to be called, are we going to call it Mindfuck?
That's to be determined.
Okay.
It might just be Shit Show.
Shit Show.
Oh, there you go. That describes a lot of our shows.
It's funny that how I met these guys, and I was walking my dog one day, and they're kind of like my neighbors, Alyssa.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I always walk my dog in the same place all the time. The circle I go in, and I always see these old cars at this house. Really cool. They have these cool old cars in there. And just one day, I stopped and was chit chatting. And they told me that they had a band and the car club and all this. And I looked them up, and here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
What a small world. So
yes, sir.
So that was kind of cool that I got to meet you. Maybe next time I can stop and chat a little longer. But
yeah, anytime.
That's how it happened. And you know, you think I've heard your music now on iTunes, and then I saw your video. You think I would have heard your band practicing from, if you ever practice at your home where I'm at?
We practice there every once in a great while. We have a studio on Pico Rivera that we go make noise at, but every once in a great while we'll practice at the house. But usually we try to keep it inside so it's not too loud.
I would imagine I could probably hear it over here at my house.
I'm sure you probably could.
That's a good thing though. That's good music. And Eddie, I'm sorry I cut you off. How does it feel to be the half of the backbone to this band?
Oh, it feels great, man. I love it. You know, playing music is like, you know, passion of mine. So really, you know, it's a privilege to be able to share the stage with the guys and do what we do. I love all of it, man.
And did you try out for the band, or did Johnny give you a call and say, hey, you wanna come get together, or did you all get together at once? How did this happen?
So for me, I tried out for the band because I arrived maybe like 6-7 months after they started. They were looking for, I think it was either a bass player or guitar player at one point. And I was talking to James, our current guitar player. Okay. You know, you follow each other on Instagram, you know, you see posts that he put up. Hey, we're looking for a bass player. So yeah, I hit him up about that. We got to talking, and eventually I came in. That was at your house, right, Johnny?
Yeah, it was when we were staying at my father-in-law's.
Yeah, so I just came in to audition and kind of just went from there.
Very cool. Johnny, to be fair,
Eddie sold himself as the next Cliff Burton. So, you know, we said, all right, come on down.
Hey, but whatever it takes, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He said I'm
I got Cliff in the Burton. Band.
Yeah, he said I'm Cliff Burton-ish.
Ish.
Heavy on the ish.
There we go. Awesome. Alyssa, you got a question?
I got the
Misfit
shirt for it.
Yeah, you guys said that you belong to a car club. What's the car club?
Well, we're no longer from the car club. Oh, we're flying solo right now. But I do, I do have a lot of friends that are in different car clubs, and a lot of people come to the house and hang out and stuff.
Oh, nice.
So, but since we're on that, let me just give a shout out to the Viejitos Car Club and Casual Style Car Club. Those are the vehicles that you see in the video that we did.
Oh,
so nice. You see their cars in that video. And actually, the president from the OC original chapter of Viejitos, that was his house. He let us lend us his house for the day to go ahead and shoot the video there. So, you know, much love to him for letting us do that.
Very cool. Nice. Alyssa, what do you think? What is going on? Okay, so the girl's walking up and she's not very happy.
She's not very happy.
Okay, she's not very happy, and I see there's a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I see guys mad, she's mad.
So
it's good music. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The lyrics are from a male's perspective, but it could be from a female's perspective. It's just, you know, just I'm the one who's singing the song, so it's obviously from a male's perspective. And the video is actually flipped from a male's perspective to a female's perspective. And the female in the video, that's Serena Salas, that's my daughter. So, you know, that was her acting debut for us. I think she did a hell of a job. And the video is basically her and Eddie are having a couple spat. And Eddie got caught looking at a picture of another girl. And so the video kind of takes off from like right there. That's where you see the arguing and the fighting. And they're at a mechanic shop. At the mechanic shop, she's, you know, disrespecting the mechanics. And at one point in the video, she scrapes one of the vehicles with her machete. And it pisses off all the guys in the mechanic shop. And you see where it takes off from there. And at the end of the video, you see them all surround her, and she has a machete, like, come on, let's do this. You know, like, she's ready for a battle. And that's why we left it as to be continued, because you don't know what happens at that point. And quite frankly, we don't know either. We just left it that way.
So the dudes are mad that messed the cars up, right? That's what they're mad about.
And they're mad about that, yeah.
Else. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Everybody's mad.
Everybody's mad. Like I said, that calls for good music right there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So that's pretty cool. And so the guy, that's right, there was a girl on this phone. Right? He was looking on his phone, and there was a chick on there.
Mm-hmm.
You see what happens?
A lot of things going on in there.
Very, very cool. That's awesome. Well, this new song, is it going to have a new album? Do they still call it albums today, or what is it? I don't know. LP? That's what I call them.
This song's going to be on our new album. It's our new LP. Okay. We're going to release that in probably the second week of January. That one's called Evil Now, Evil Later. This is the first single from that one, first video from that one. And you'll see probably one or two more videos before we release the album. So we got some more stuff in store for everybody, and we're just gonna keep doing what we do. You know, we like playing our music. The video stuff is, I don't want to say new to us, but the way we shot this video and who we shot it with was very new to us. It was very professional, and it was also, it was a great time. We all had a blast doing it.
That's awesome. I had an idea.
Yeah, something.
What?
You had an idea? Has a Jaguar. Oh, hold a second. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead and start again.
Okay. Yeah, our Eddie here has a Jaguar, and we're willing to donate it to blow it up if you want.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Eddie, I don't know, Eddie, if you want to the hood or something, so maybe you can fly off it, or not the basis, Eddie, our Eddie.
I don't think so.
Hey, we're always willing to lend a helping hand, Johnny, you know.
Oh, we're always willing to blow stuff up, so there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see, Eddie, so what do you think about the new song? Is it new to you too? So to Johnny, it's really not new to you, right? Like you said, you've had it, you put it on the shelf. Is that for all you guys? Or is it newer to like Eddie and some of the other guys?
No, so this version of the song is new to all of us. I mean, we went in and our producer helped us change a lot of stuff on it as far as the guitar riffs and vocal placement. And actually some of the lyrics, some of the verses we changed up. So the song to all of us is still old because we all recorded it together. And actually when we recorded the first demo with it, Eddie was there. That was one of the times when Eddie was hanging out with us before he actually joined the band. So it's old to all of us, but in a sense, it's also new to all of us too.
I got you. Okay, Eddie, I'm going to pull you up. And do you want to tell everybody where they can find your music online and all that good stuff? And if you don't do it right or forget, I'm going to pull Johnny up. don't do like the...
That's exactly how it's going to go. Let me pull. Yeah, so for us, pretty much right now, we just released that particular music video. You can find it on our Instagram. That's mainly where we put out a lot of our stuff. But it's from here on out, it's available on all major streaming platforms. So anything from YouTube, pretty sure it's on Spotify, and pretty much everywhere else. Since we go through DistroKid, it pretty much ends up everywhere. So as far as that particular song, you should be able to find it on all streaming platforms.
Okay, there we go. Let me see. How about to follow the band on your social media? You said you guys just do Instagram pretty much the most, or do you do more platforms? Not MySpace either, Eddie.
Damn it. I want to get that plug in there. So pretty much, again, we try to be on just about everything. So we are on Instagram. We are Weaponized Official, or Weaponized_official on Instagram. YouTube will put out pretty much anything that comes out from Instagram as well. That would be Weaponized Band. If you look us up, you'll be able to find us. And some variation of that, you can find us on Facebook, or on, I think we're on TikTok sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah,
that's funny. I was
pretty much anywhere.
I was looking for you guys on TikTok because I did a lot of promos on there too, and I think I saw one, but I wasn't sure if it was you, so I didn't want to tag it because sometimes you tag somebody else and then they're getting something. They're like, what is this?
Yeah, we haven't really. We were going hard on the TikTok for a little bit, and then it just became to be too much. So we focus on Instagram, and like Eddie said, anything that's like video wise and stuff, we'll put on YouTube. And on Facebook, we throw some stuff on Facebook every once in a while. But to contact us and to see, like, to be up to date when we got going on Instagram is where you'll find us at.
All right, Alyssa, you know what? I was trying to look on iTunes to buy their song, right? Because I had a plan today what I was going to do with it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find it. So then the Weaponized Band had to make me work. So now I'm running around trying to get videos to upload it to our platform here. And it wasn't working because it was in a different format. I don't know what it was. Oh. Is it an MP4? Or I don't know what it was, but it wasn't working with the platform. Is. Luckily, that's how I got this little side screen that I pulled up just a little while ago. Mm-hmm. And my point is will that single be on like iTunes to buy or yeah, it'll be, or
it'll be everywhere. We loaded it to DistroKid on Monday. And as of Monday, I know for sure it's on Apple iTunes. It's on Pandora. It's on YouTube as its own single. And pretty much as the weeks go by, it's going to be everywhere. When you go through DistroKid, they put it on every platform that they can. So you'll be able to see it on Spotify really soon if it's not there already.
Very cool. Eddie, I'm going to bring Eddie up. Eddie, you got another question for the guys?
Yeah. How many songs are on the new album, and how long does it take to do an album from beginning to end?
There's 12 songs on the new album. And Eddie, do you want to handle how long it's taken us?
Shoot. Let's see. I think we started back in December, like officially recording, putting down stuff like that in the studio. And correct me if I'm wrong, Johnny. Let's see. We just finished, I want to say, sometime around June, maybe?
Yeah, it was like towards the end of May. Towards the end of May, early June, we wrapped everything up. Things happened in that time too. I got sick for a while. I was sick for about a month and a half, so I couldn't go in and finish the vocals. And we did a lot of rewrites. It was a process for us. This is the most professional thing that we've ever done together as a band. And we had a great producer, Adasi at Fuel Music Studios. He really, for lack of a better word, he held our hand through the whole thing, and he taught us to become better musicians. He taught us to be tighter at what we do, to be more professional. I mean, really, he really took us as a band to the next level. And we thank him a lot for that, and just for being like a really cool dude too, really cool friend now. But the process was a long process. But when you're trying to get something, put something good out there and the best that you can get, I mean, there's a lot of like go back and rewrite this and add this or take away that. And we logged in for the long haul when we decided to do this last year, and we're proud of what we've done. I mean, all of us have listened to most of the music already, because they're not all mastered yet. Mm-hmm. And Mindfuck is the first one that's coming out. It's going to be followed by Scriptures of Death, which will be the title track for that song, for that album. Be the first one we release, our first song on that album. And they sound different, but they still sound like Weaponized.
Interesting. Alyssa, anything to add to that?
No. I'm trying to think.
I was thinking me and Alyssa and Alberto, we're going to try to go to one of your shows and get Eddie up on stage already and fling his ass off the stage as hard as we can while you're playing Mindfuck. I think that'll be a good thing.
Well, September 30th is in Whittier. I know you guys are all local. And if you want to get flung off a stage, that's the place to go.
Is that open to the public, or you need...
Let's go. It's open to the public, yes. Okay.
Yeah, Eddie, you're going to be open to the public once we fling you out in the crowd. We're only going to do it when you play Mindfuck, though. That way, because we know the song, and we're going to get riled up, we'll be able to throw them a lot farther.
We'll bring you guys up on stage and let you sing the vocals for it, or the background chant for it, however you guys want to do it. We're open to it all.
You know it. Let me see here. Any shout-out? We let you guys go. Any shout-out?
To our producer Adasi for really helping us out. If you guys want to get your music done, hit up Fuel Music Studios. Adasi is a great guy. He really knows his shit. He's doing a lot of big things, so keep on the lookout for him. To our video director Leo, Liberty Films. He's from Brazil, and when he came down here, he flew down here to record our video with some other bands, and we showed him a great time, and he showed us a great time also. He's a really, really nice guy. He's done videos for Megadeth, and like to work with him was amazing. Who else, Eddie? Who else are we looking at? Jason Brown from Psychotic Youth. He helped us on one of our tracks, and he's also designing our album cover for us. Nanu Art, who did the album artwork for Mindfuck. Who else? Eddie, anybody else? Drawing a blank right now.
I mean, just in general, friends, family, you know, promoters, fans, everybody that like helps us out, you know, keeps us going, you know, really shows like, it's like, it's nice to have that support and that community that like, you know, it makes you feel good that you, you know, we're doing what we're doing. And it's like, we have a big circle of support that comes with that.
Very, very cool. Alyssa, before we get out of here, you got any last words for the guys?
No, I mean, I will try to see if we can go on September 30th. You know, just to, now, it, you said it was, you think it's a fundraiser.
Well, it is. It's actually a benefit show. One of the members of the Punk Rock Fight Club it has been diagnosed with cancer, so it's a benefit show to help them pay for the bills.
Okay, and so are tickets available at the door? Do we have to buy advance tickets? How can people how can people get tickets to go?
Well, right now everything's available at the door. They haven't released anything for tickets, but some of the bands that are going to be there is a band called Since We Were Kids. They're from like Hesperia area out there, Barstow. Tom Tom and the Knuckleheads, Chain Wolf, No Consent, and Narcoleptic Youth is actually headlining it. So it's gonna be a good punk rock show. They're gonna have food there also. But anything, any dime that they make is gonna go towards their members' medical bills. And just keep following us. If they release something to buy tickets, we'll post that up on our Instagram as well.
Okay, is there a poster or something that maybe we can post on our?
Yeah, I can send it to you. I have the flyer on our Instagram. I'll send it to you via your guys' Instagram.
Okay.
So it's kind of like when you go to the show, you go see it, and you kind of maybe just give a donation at the door, and they let you in, kind of like something like that.
Yeah, well, it's a $10 fee to get in. $10 donation. $10 donation. Okay. If you want to donate more, go for it. You know.
Very cool. Yeah.
Oh, Stevie broke out.
He froze.
He's frozen.
Again.
He's frozen.
No.
Hey, Johnny, that place is...
You gotta love how it works until, like, he starts speaking and then it just cuts off.
Yeah, we're gonna call him. We're gonna change his name to Elsa.
Is that gonna be outdoors?
It's indoors. Oh, okay. It's inside the gym. They have a stage set up inside the gym, so it'll be indoors.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I don't know what happened to Steve.
I guess Steve's finally gone.
He's froze.
Yeah.
We'll see two of them soon.
he'll come back.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good picture of him.
Right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And like the one that he said I was frozen and my mouth was all open and I was like, stupid. You know. It's like those when your friends take pictures of you and you look dumb, you know, they always get the wrong picture. It's like that's why we gotta why we always have
to face, I think.
Well, as a girl, you always have to approve the picture first.
Yeah, but that's what friends are for, though. Friends are supposed to do that.
I thought that's what siblings were
for. You know, it's almost, if you look at that video for our intro, Steve picks like the worst pictures of me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
He's probably doing that on purpose.
Oh, yeah. He knows. Yeah. He knows what he's doing. Well, I don't know.
Just not today. You don't know what he's doing today.
Yeah. He's probably throwing that computer across the room.
Right. Well,
Yeah, take a dump.
he just completely cleans the computer.
Yeah, right. I'm going to freeze it right here.
Computer trouble.
Yeah, so we just want to thank you guys for coming. I know you guys are busy. Thank you for taking time to be on our show. Again, you guys are going to be friends of the show forever if you ever want to come back and promote something. You know, feel free to reach out and we're more than happy to promote your next song, your next album, have you on again. Maybe if you want to get some other band members up here as well. That'll work. But you know, again, thanks for coming to the show and hopefully
thank you for having us.
Feedback. Yeah. Anytime, you know, like I said, just, you know, message our Instagram and we can arrange you guys to come back out.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it, you know.
You're welcome.
And yeah, with the next single we got coming out, Scriptures of Death, you know, we'll definitely hit you guys up for that. And then on our album, we're still figuring out if we're going to do an album release party and how we're going to do it. But if we do one, you guys are going to get the invite for sure.
Oh, yeah. Sounds all good. Right. Yeah. It's nice that when you guys are local, we can actually go. Sometimes we get people that are like in a different state and that's a little harder to actually go We don't travel.
Maybe we'll do it. We'll do it at Tony's house. We'll do it at Tony's house. You know, since he can't say no right now, we'll just have a party there.
There you go. Right. All right. Well, you guys have a great day, and thank you for coming.
All right, you too. Thank you very much for having us.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
You guys have a good one. Later, guys.
Later. And so you guys got to let yourself out. They're ready.
Yeah, just hit
leave. Exit studio. Bye. Thank you for coming.
Bye.
All right. Oh, found the button. All there right, you later, go. Guys.
Bye.
September 30th.
September 30th.
Where was it again? What did it say?
It's a, what's it called?
Something's gym.
I know, I heard gym, so I guess.
Yeah, it starts with an L, I thought.
Knucklehead.
Oh, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Gym. Knucklehead Gym over on Whittier Boulevard, you said?
Yep.
That's good. Well, here's the good thing. We're still live on YouTube and I guess Facebook because I'm watching this live, so.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Steve didn't kick us out too when he got kicked out. The show continues.
Although I don't know if he doesn't come back, it's going to be funny because that the show just keep going on forever because we. I mean, I don't know if we all just leave if it ends or not. So
well, at least he's going to get kicked off at the beginning,
right? Yeah. He says I'll be right there. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, he texted. He texted you?
No, on the Facebook. You know, the side where the comments are.
Hey, we're done with the show. What happened to you?
Yeah.
We're done.
You pissed off the band members and they left.
They disinvited us.
Yep.
we're not welcome
Eddie's
anymore.
Eddie's frozen.
Oh, Eddie's fine.
They said, fuck this people.
The world.
you're still having problems, man.
You're still frozen.
So what happened?
Yeah, you know, those construction workers, they screwed up your house. He's still frozen.
Oh, Eddie. Hey, okay. If it's my fault, why is Eddie freezing?
Eddie's not freezing.
I'm not freezing.
Oh, I'm freezing?
Eddie just doesn't move. You know, he's very statuesque.
Did you at least say bye to the guys?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we. Alyssa covered perfectly for you. I mean, Alyssa, I was really proud of you.
Yeah, we apologize.
I was worried how to
we apologize
get him out of here.
Well, I'm happy that it's at least stays up.
You're happy at what now?
No, what?
I said I'm happy. Street stays up if I get knocked off.
Yeah.
Well, Alyssa can't miss a show now because you know she's the vice president of the show.
I don't understand what's going on. Here's what's going on, Alyssa. Do you want to hear?
Yeah, try to tell us, but we're waiting. We don't hear anything.
Oh, God. We upgraded our internet, right? During the remodel phase.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be faster, and it's now. This is the first time I'm even dream with the show.
You know,
but it seems worse.
Honestly, Steve, at this point, use your phone. Maybe.
Should I just call him back and tell him I want the slow speed?
Yeah, tell him you want to go back on the original package.
It's too fast.
Look
at
Alyssa looked like she was gagging.
Oh, we're probably freezing up to you. I mean, you're
coughing.
Yeah, you guys are freezing to me at certain times.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's your connection.
But Eddie always looks frozen because he's always got straight. Poop. He doesn't.
You know, we're going to change your name, Steve, to Elsa.
Oh. I don't know. Do.
See? He's frozen again.
What do I.
You know what?
Have you guys ever had this problem?
Yes. I was having problems connecting. I had to restart my whole computer.
Yeah, I had a problem like back when I was in the condo, remember? And then I had to like hardwire. My Wi-Fi didn't work, and then I had to hardwire everything.
Also, remember, don't cheap out on that wire. Get a good wire.
It is a good wire.
99 cents for wire.
Is it wireless?
It's not wireless.
I started off the show wireless, but then when we started the live show, I put in the straight to the router.
Maybe you need what are those called? Those router extenders?
I have one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I was using the Wi-Fi. That's why I was like, oh, I'm going to be good because I have a router extender right here on my desk. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, I don't need the hard line no more. And then before we started the show.
What happens when you think?
Yeah.
You know,
maybe you need to restart your internet.
Yeah, maybe you need to
You think so?
You need a whole maybe. Off and on.
You just burn the house down.
No.
Just move.
Just move. Do it outside of the car.
Yeah. The remodel didn't work. You got to tear the whole thing down and build it all from scratch.
Get
your money back. Get new wood. Get new wires. Get new everything.
How do I reset the thing? I just push a button?
Just restart it.
Yeah.
Unplug it or?
The internet thing? You got to turn it off and on. I've had to do that a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I've been getting that.
Goodbye. You guys said you're. You know that.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, we did.
What?
He's asking if we said goodbye. And...
Yeah, we said goodbye. We thanked them. We told them they're friends of the show.
Well, I think from now on, I'm just going to start the show and let you guys take over. I'll pop in every once in a while to say hi and freeze, and then I'll leave.
No.
See, try to get on your phone, see if that works. But don't use the Wi-Fi. Use your
call the
hold on, no, back. You can't. You got to put on some headphones or something with
call
a mic.
The technician back.
Yeah, I remember when Steve used to make fun of my internet. Yeah, how the tables have turned.
Yeah.
Did you switch companies?
No.
Oh.
Same company. We just upgraded to a higher, faster speed.
Got the deluxe package, huh?
Is it cable or is it?
They're probably watching you laughing
fiber,
right now.
Or what is that one? Is it what's that
fiber,
one?
Fiber optics.
He's
yeah,
got
fiber optics. Which
fiber
one is,
optics?
Which,
he's got.
Is
he's,
that what
he's,
you
he's,
have?
We
or
have, that cable now.
Internet?
No, we have fiber optic.
He's got Elon Musk's satellite internet.
Right? Oh God, I don't have satellite internet. I have coming. Have fiber optic.
What did you say about me? It was two a string between two tin cans or something?
Are you on 2G or 5G?
I don't know.
I don't know.
5G, I think.
5G.
Yeah, there's no such thing
five,
as
5G. We had.
Although you sound like you're on
2G. He sounds like he's on the old, those AOL.
500
DVDs.
Speed, and we bumped up to 1 gig speed. That's all I know. And now it seems worse.
Yeah, I don't know if you have AT&T or Spectrum, but honestly, the speed has nothing to do with it. You're paying money for nothing.
So what happened? Why is this? Is this just today? Something going on today? You think? Or I've
maybe.
Never had a problem like this.
Maybe I have no idea.
You're not working in the trees or nothing like that.
Glad you guys could make me feel better. Oh man!
Internet company's not working in your area.
Somebody said, "Sup guys," but they're on Facebook. So, hi Facebook user. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, they're on the group page, M25 group page. Well, I here we are to a good start, and I don't even know whether to continue because I tell stories, it's just going to cut out. So why don't you guys tell stories?
Go ahead, try.
How about this? I'll get one of the stories that I have. And okay, here we go here. Get to the dial-up. Yep, there we go.
The dial-up package.
I don't know. I've never had this problem before.
Just go back to the old AOL, put in the CD for 1,000 hours or whatever.
Go ahead and
the dial-up modem
and keep steal from the neighbors.
Are you in a different room?
No, it's.
Huh?
Are you in a different room?
I'm in the same place.
Okay.
They insulated that room with lead, so he can't get the internet.
You know what? I have one of these extenders. I'm sitting right here. I even bought those, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be set. With that height. Huh?
It's a safe
room. Your extender plugged into the wall?
I have an extender plugged into the wall in here.
Is it hooked up to your computer? It's got to connect to your computer, right?
One of them is.
Okay. Give me the wrong one.
I thought the extenders actually stay on the wall. Like mine plugs into the wall.
Right.
It's like a box that's on the outlet.
Okay. Can I tell you guys what's going on? Or... Speak he slow. Just don't want it. He didn't want it. You want me to speak slow? Speak
slowly.
Let's hear it.
And then,
let's hear
it.
Okay, I got the internet extenders, right? Well, you have to plug one of them into your router, right? You have to. The one's got to be connected to it. And then you have two other ones throughout the house. So I have the main one plugged to the router. Then I have one on my desk. So what I basically have two internets.
That's the problem.
You probably have half of them at this point.
You know what? I ain't going to explain.
The extender's not as fast as.
Maybe that's the problem. Router. Yeah, maybe you should just unplug the extender.
Hey, Einsteins, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Are you connected to the extender or are you actually connected to your
Einsteins.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
The extender's slower.
I was first on the extender and it was not doing good. So I went to the regular Wi-Fi for my cable company. Didn't work. Then I plugged in the hardwire. Next thing I got to do is jump on it and hump it myself.
Just turn it off and on.
Damn. Yeah, just
Alberto, I don't even want to hear you. That's your answer to everything. Turn it off.
Because it works. Well,
yes, it works for me
too.
Well,
I'm back. Am I still freezing? I turned the whole damn thing off. Remember when I disappeared a little while ago?
You did that on that time.
Say, now, you're like this. Why are you like this?
I'm going to screenshot all of these things.
My phone. I'm going to start taking pictures of you when you guys.
Okay. Don't worry. We got pictures of you too. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
HD video for us.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm very.
You got to go back and watch the show and see how it's only you that's freezing.
Yeah.
I know, and I believe you. I believe you, but I'm just telling you what I had set up. I think it's got to be something else. Because.
Oh, you got 1 week to figure it out.
Nothing has changed. It's supposed to be better. Now, if I got to go back and downgrade back to what I had, I got to do that.
Don't know what to say.
Sounds
maybe
good.
Maybe you have to do that.
Oh, he's frozen again.
Alyssa, I think she's frozen.
Look, he's like a ventriloquist. He's talking.
He needs a dummy right next to him.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna do a couple stories. If I freeze up, you guys just continue because I really don't give a shit right now. Okay. Oh man, let me see here. I don't even know where to look. Damn it.
See, now we know what he did with his month and a half off. He went to ventriloquist school.
Damn right I did. Okay, did you guys hear about this spider? I believe it's in Australia that they had to clear out. They found one of these spiders in a supermarket down in Australia, right? And they're saying the spider, if it bites, permanent erection.
Oh.
Permanent. Yeah, I got Alyssa's attention. Permanent erection.
She wants one for her man.
No.
Oh, wow. Alyssa's going to go to Australia and buy a spider.
You don't want a permanent erection? What are you crazy?
I know.
You don't even want the 4-hour erection from Viagra.
Right?
Man, imagine having a permanent one. What do you do? Just do you have to learn to live with it?
Yeah. You got to learn to walk funny.
I wonder if you're able to perform the whole time or do you still get tired after you finish?
Well, you're not going to go limp after.
Because it doesn't go limp after you finish.
Yeah, because, usually, I don't know about you guys, but I fall asleep because I get tired. But if it stays up, do you still get tired or are you ready to rock and roll?
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Permanent erection? That's uncomfortable.
How do you pee?
Excited.
Yeah.
This is outside. Embarrassing.
I mean, because normally
outside.
You can't pee when you're...
Yeah.
Oh, sure, you sure can pee.
It's hard.
You just got to bend. You have to kind of...
stand on your hands.
Look, freezing. You gotta freeze.
He's frozen again.
You gotta bend down like an eagle. Okay, hold on. Before, who's Facebook user? They're saying bye. I'm sorry, Alberto. Can you investigate who Facebook user is? Is it Richard?
There's a couple of them. Well, one says Josh Richardson, and then someone says Bim Sala Bim. I don't know what that is.
Eddie Iron Hernandez. Is that Eddie from the band?
I think so.
I don't know, but he's taking a shot every time Steve freezes.
Oh, he's going to be drunk by the end of the show.
I mean, you're going to die of alcohol poisoning at this point.
Right?
Eddie, what happened, Eddie?
I don't know.
Hey, your brother better not be over here anywhere near my area.
Was Eddie's brother involved in your remodel or what?
No, I don't think he's been home.
Eddie's looking at the alibi.
Look, he's smiling.
He ran a lot all the way from my house to his.
No, that's what we got to do. We got to run a line from Eddie's house to Steve's house.
Oh my gosh, this is so horrible. So, what do you think, Alyssa, about this spider?
No, I mean, I wouldn't want it.
So let's just say this. Let's say.
What does it do to women?
What is it? The guy or the spider?
The spider. The
spider.
Well, I think you would want the guy more.
No, but I'm saying if it bites a woman, what happens?
It doesn't say. It just says for men, it does that. What would you do if your guy...
Your nipples get hard forever.
Right.
Oh, my God. Maybe. What would you do, Alyssa, if your guy got bit by a spider and he was like that for the rest, or until they found a cure?
Oh, my God. I don't know. That's too much.
Nope.
There he goes again.
Pick out overall or big jeans or something, or
you gotta go to bed.
Am I freezing again?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something else.
Overalls and big jeans.
Yeah, I just said, would you be the cute girlfriend where you would help him hide it? You know, because he's got to go to work and he's got to go to the store and stuff.
Tape it down.
Gray sweats. I don't think that's gonna help.
No, you know how like everybody says, "Ooh, men with gray sweats."
Tape it down.
Everything.
Well, I think at this point, if the spider bites you, whatever you're wearing, you don't have to wear gray sweats.
Right.
All right. Well, that's in Australia, folks. So if you're getting older, and you're having trouble, go to Australia.
I don't know, because if this was true, I think medicine, the pharmaceuticals would be all over it. You know.
Well, they haven't.
Does it say the name of the spider?
I don't know if it does, because
it's a top secret.
It was Spartan.
The Spartan spider.
The store. And the creature has the bite that can not only kill, but also cause permanent erection.
So you got
what
a choice?
The deadly arachnid in question is the Brazilian wandering spider.
Brazilian.
Called. And they usually hide in bunches of bananas.
Oh boy.
Oh wow. Bunches of bananas being shipped to stores. Alright, folks.
Don't buy any Australian bananas.
If you buy bananas, crevices.
Oh yeah, boy.
Wash it before you
wear some thick gloves, you know, don't get bit.
You got it.
Sorry, Steve. You're completely gone.
Am I?
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah.
We missed most of your commentary.
Yeah.
Well, I told you I'd start it off, and you guys gotta finish it.
Well, if you don't share these stories, we don't know.
Well, yeah. This is how I did. It's on the same thing on the same. Alberto didn't get it, but Alyssa and Eddie should get it on the show. Eddie's having a good time drinking over there, isn't he?
The notes.
Yeah, on the notes, if you got an iPhone, I always change the notes and the new show topics come up. Now that I'm telling you and watching those, you go to the notes. Since you showed in the past, I just read the automatically magic show. They switch.
Did you share notes with me? Because I don't have
man.
Look, I don't have any of Steve.
I don't.
Okay, guys.
Oh, don't show him. Don't show all his notes. Spectrum.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to do this. Eddie, go ahead and take another drink while I send my people here the show notes.
I'm not going to get them.
Right? I
can't get them because
I'm not cool with the iPhone like you guys.
There's one for Alyssa. I hope I'm not sending her nothing I shouldn't be. Hold on, Alyssa.
Don't worry. Your internet doesn't work that good well, so she won't get it. It'll take like 3 hours to download.
Alyssa, if accidentally there's a picture of you shows up, accident.
Now I got it.
Evan, a picture accident of you sleeping shows up. Don't ask how Steve got it.
Shut up. Okay, there you go. Now,
look at your picture.
Every time I do show prep and topics, I'll change them and they should pop up right there newly every week. So everybody else want this link so they can have access to our show topics? Oh, boy. I'm so disgusted.
With what?
I've never been this disgusted before. I have no control. Alyssa, I have no control.
You never did.
Well, I at least I like to think I do. Now I don't. If I go on a roll, internet
breaking up again.
It's probably you guys.
Yeah, it's always us.
It's all of us.
Well, no. It's me and Eddie. You know, he never blames Alyssa for anything.
Man seen sniffing women in Barnes & Noble goes viral.
Well, we know what Steve was doing the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm. What would you do, Alyssa, if you found a dude behind you sniffing you?
I'd probably fart in his face.
Was on the ground and he was trying to sniff under her.
He might want that. You'd be careful.
Right?
What do you think, Eddie? If you saw somebody doing that, like there's a girl or a woman in a store and you saw a guy on the floor take a sniff under her dress, would you say something or would you just start laughing?
I think I would say something.
Would you say scoot over?
No. No. I would wonder.
I'd be like, why are you so close?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Oh my god, this is so aggravating. I have no control.
So you don't hear us either, right?
Yeah, are we breaking up too?
No, you guys freeze. I freeze, you guys freeze.
Oh.
So sometimes Eddie's making a fee face, looking in the air.
It's a glitch.
Yeah. Oh, I should have took a screenshot of Alyssa pinching the head.
What was I doing?
Looked like you were pinching the...
Oh, there's like a hair and it's tickling my chin.
Oh
no.
Gosh. Here we go.
Steve.
Oh, here, look. I found it. Yay. Oh, it's not hair. It's like a piece of lint.
Oh, my gosh.
It was tickling me.
What are you doing with the hair on your mic?
I don't know. I switched to the red today.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the problem. Oh, now we figured
maybe
it out.
Maybe that's what it is. This has got a hair on the mic and it's screwing everything up. Oh my gosh. I can't even, you guys have to, I'll just say the topic and you guys just talk. I'll just sit here and listen to the show. Alberto always complains I never listen to our own show. Now I can listen.
Yeah, you picked the perfect one to listen to.
So you think if I shut the recent internet, it'll fix my problem, you think?
Probably, yeah.
We'll leave that for next week.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try before then to mess around with it and see if it fixes.
Yeah, what do you think about those mob robberies? Those flash mob robberies?
That's crazy. I think they stole Steve's internet.
Yeah.
He's frozen again.
He's frozen again.
He has no opinion.
Man, like a Nordstrom?
What?
Yeah.
What do I think about
it? I'm sure Steve had a very interesting comment, and we just completely missed it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be upset if they were like underwear, because you know I've worked a long time. It's hard to get them, and then they just run in and steal them all.
Yeah,
I think if Steve saw one of those mob, he that's what he would do, just go panty raiding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Steve would steal the person, steal the underwear.
Yeah.
I would be nice.
Everyone else is stealing jewelry and valuables, and he's over there just stealing the underwear.
Purses and. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's getting out of control, Eddie. What do you think?
That's getting crazy. People are getting. I don't know if it's ballsy or just desperate. Well,
but they don't know. They know there's no consequences. I mean, even if they arrest them.
Yeah. That's Alberto's dude, Gavin Newsom. Didn't he lay down the law where how much do you have to steal where you then you'll get in trouble, but if you stay under that limit.
I forgot how many hundred.
Yeah, like you can steal and not. No, it's like in the thousands.
Or whatever.
I thought it was like 500. I thought it was 500.
No, that's like, I think Alyssa's right. I think it's like 5,000. If it's 5,000 or over, then they get you. But if it's like 4,900.
It's considered petty theft? 5,000 and under is petty theft? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, it used to be, I think, over if it was over 500, then it was considered, an arrestable offense. But now I think they've raised it.
Oh, boy.
So they all, it's all masterminded, you know, they know how much to steal to not get in trouble.
Wow. Got to change that law, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to leave this last topic and I'm going to let you guys, because I've been getting down to nothing.
Poor Steve's finally broken.
Okay. Did you guys hear about the dying wife who asked her husband if she could sleep with her ex one last time?
Why?
No. I don't know. We have to ask her. That's good time. That's funny. Alyssa, I would like to explain it, but I freeze. Yeah. Is that okay?
All right.
Freeze, just.
Yeah, you are freezing. I just wanted, you know, it's just weird. That's just like a weird request because obviously they're your ex. So why would you want to?
Let me see.
Well, I don't know. So you don't have any ex, you know, if you were dying, you go, I want one last fling.
Nope.
this is what the guy says. He says, so now I'm left with this. Deny my dying wife a wish for my own ego or let her go F another man who she feels was better.
That was the reason.
No, this is what the husband
said. No, I'm saying that was probably her reasoning was because he was better in bed. The ex was better than the current husband, but it's
better in bed. You think?
He got bit by the spider. Huh?
So she's basically saying he was better in bed or what?
Yeah, that's what the husband just said right now.
As a man claims his wife has left him feeling ashamed and guilty as he struggles with whether or not to grant one of her end-of-life wishes to have sex with a former partner. That's pretty heavy. That's heavy.
Adultery.
Well, she'll go to hell.
Man, well, I'm holding. Hey, hold on a second. Okay, I know this is... Hold on. Yeah.
I'm holding on.
Hell already? Just hold on.
I'm holding
on. Maybe... Okay, well, okay. What if the guy... cheat.
Oh boy.
A lot, and the girl.
Yeah,
for some reason,
question.
The wife kept him, and then she, reason, now she wants to do it before she dies. Is that okay still or no?
No.
I don't know because I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Oh. Thanks, Alyssa.
You're welcome. I think you're trying to say like somebody cheated a lot or.
What if the husband was a cheater?
Okay.
If new, but she never left him. I know I froze again, didn't
I?
I think
current
we got the.
Just wait till I
question.
Come back. Let me wait till I come back. Da, da, da. Okay. Oh, I'm back. Okay. So let's say the guy was a serial cheater. He cheated all the time.
Oh my God, your face, the way it froze is funny.
This is, I don't even like this, Eddie.
No, I bet.
You know, Eddie always wants to. Alberto, I think this is.
Oh, God. I know, I know he's saying something really funny, insightful, but you know we just can't hear it. Yeah, I'm sure he's attacking me and Eddie left, you know, with
sometimes
great shots, but you know we just can't hear it.
No, I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm trying to tell the story. Okay, I'm gonna read one last quote from the husband.
Okay,
it says, my wife has a terminal disease. She is projected to live at most 9 months. I am, of course, destroyed. We've been together for a decade. I don't remember life without her, and I don't know what I'm going to do when she's gone. I have been doing my best to make the last days of her life good and grant whatever wish I can.
Just make her happy.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's crazy, huh? Eddie?
No. I said no.
If you were in that position, you would say no?
No. Yes, I would say no.
Even if she's dying, throwing up and everything? And
I'd say no.
Okay, we know Eddie's.
Yeah.
Go. We're so frozen. I'm just going to wait till we come back. Are you back? Okay, I'm back.
We're waiting for you to come back.
All right. See what I do when I freeze? I just start singing a little melody until I come back. Just like a little bathroom break.
trying to make it come back faster.
Yeah.
Right. If you sing to the internet, it'll do what you say.
Well, you know what? We're going to get out of here because I'm going to go try to work on this thing because this is really not good.
Frustrating, huh?
It's frustrating. Yeah. Because then when I read the stories, I got to read like really fast. Because I don't know what cuts out. Time is when everybody's face stops.
Yeah. I guess we're all frozen then, too.
Go ahead.
Eddie.
Well, folks, you waited 2 months for this, so
I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah. It's going around. Who's the best point guard in the NBA? It's Steph Curry or Magic Johnson?
Nobody gives a
shit. Magic Johnson.
Without a doubt, huh?
Without a doubt.
Magic Johnson.
Okay, we got to see.
Huh? Magic. The Magic Man.
Magic.
Steph Curry says he's the best of all time. Yeah, Steph Curry said he's the greatest point guard of all time.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Steph Curry says Mad.
No, Steph Curry says he is the greatest himself.
Oh, Steph Curry says himself is the greatest?
Yes.
God, that's not good. Alyssa, what's going on? Everything okay?
Work, sorry.
No, yeah. That's okay. When I see a damsel in distress, you know, I like to come and ride on my horse and see if you're okay. Now, Eddie, I won't do that for you.
I hope not.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take your advice and I'm being dead.
You're just gonna freeze up again.
Yeah. No, I got two boxes. I got the router and then I got another one. I guess it's a modem. Maybe they're separate now.
Yeah, you should be connecting to the router. You'll see the router has all these wires in it. They already have stuff connected in there. There's like little yellow squares, I think, and blue ones, right, Alberto?
Something like that, yeah.
To the hard wire.
Yeah.
I'm plugged. That's what's happening right now on the hardwire. This is how it's working.
I don't know.
Well, then maybe you need to reset the modem.
Yeah. Maybe you have to unplug it and try it. Unplug it and plug it back in.
Yeah, probably shut the whole thing down.
Just hit it with a baseball bat. It'll work.
The Facebook user on the group page was? Excuse me. Anybody? No? Am I frozen again?
You're...
No, you're good.
It says it's Josh Richardson.
Oh, okay. I know who that is. All right, well, we need to get out of here because we got some more maintenance to do.
Dude, we've been out for 2 months and we're not completely rebuilt.
Still not ready. It's Eddie's headphones. It's taking all the internet, those big old... all right, guys, we're gonna get out of here.
Yeah, like Steve says, we're getting out of here
next week. And I don't know if anybody heard that, but no.
We'll be back next week.
We just said we're gonna get out of here, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place, same bat time.
All righty then.
I'll be frozen.
Have you seen the Barbie movie?
No.
Oh.
Steve's probably downloading it right now. That's why his internet's all fucked up.
Only
because I've heard a lot of people say it's good. I haven't seen it personally.
No, Steve gave it 4 stars.
Alyssa, did you see it? You're a movie person.
No, I didn't.
You know what I hear about? I hear it's they, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he heard a lot.
He heard a lot. Jeez.
there's Steve's great review right there.
Wait a minute. I heard that it's got a lot of man bashing in there.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
I haven't heard that, but I just heard it was good.
Well, what did you hear? What's good about it?
I heard it's good for, it's more for adults than it is for children. It's not like, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Barbie, you know, it's a kid movie.
Yeah.
And it really isn't. It's like more like adults or, you know, older teenagers, whatever. But I haven't seen it.
I know you don't hear me, but I hear you. I hear you. You know, there's one thing I'm upset about before we get out here is that that actress who's playing Snow White in that movie coming out.
Yeah, she's fucking everything.
Whatever. To get her out of the movie. Cut her ass out of that movie.
Just cut Snow White out of the Snow White movie?
She's smashing
the old, like, oh, we didn't want a movie, you know, because the fucking spy. It's like, if Disney isn't in the toilet already,
yeah, Disney can't.
This isn't helping.
They just start digging a hole, I guess. You know, their last six movies have all been bombs, and you know they hired these actors who hate the roles, and they have writers who hate the stories, and then they can't figure it out. You know why aren't people watching the movies? You know when actors say, you know, we're not, you know, we hate this movie. You know, we hate the story.
You can't bash a classic and bash it like the way she was, and then expect people to go. They may not say nothing, want to get canceled, but they just won't go to the movies. That's how you know people don't like it.
Right.
Because, all right.
You know, they don't so and so to say, oh, you're not right, you know, you're against everybody. But a lot of people just don't agree with stuff like that, and there's nothing wrong with that. I didn't think the prince in Snow White was a stalker. I didn't look at him.
I haven't seen him in a long time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know they meet, and then, you know, the evil queen casts Snow White out to the forest.
Yeah,
I don't think
he's a stalker.
They simplify everything.
And then the end.
The people who hate it just simplify everything. And you
it was the act. It was more. It was like, oh yeah, there's he fucking okay, yeah, none of that, and you know,
Snow White doesn't need.
I would rather not
man.
Even have a guy. She didn't even want a man in the movie.
Yeah. Steve, I know you're making good points, but we can't hear him. So.
I'm froze when I'm trying to talk.
Yeah.
Upset. That's how cancel feels, Alyssa, when you get froze.
Yeah. maybe Disney's trying to shut you down.
Right.
All right. Let's get out of here. Maybe next week we can be a little more I have a feeling. I got to call these people and tell them to come out here and fix this shit.
A little more professional, a little more
connected.
Mama in my life.
Sorry, folks. Thanks for putting up with the show.
Yes.
if you're listening to the podcast and you hung in this long, thank you very much.
Yeah.
A little bit of mountain. Okay, guys.
Oh. We're just gonna disappear at some point. You know, the song's gonna come on. Okay. I don't know, man, but that song sounds perfect. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, he's frozen again.
You're still breaking up.
Alrighty.
Crazy. crazy.
That's good to see. Good to see you guys again.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're even seeing me anymore, but I'm just talking and.
We're all gone already. Steve's just talking to himself. Yeah. We're all frozen on the screen. Steve's asking Alyssa a whole bunch of questions. Alyssa's just Alyssa's already gone.
I'm still interviewing the band.
Yeah. He still sees Eddie and I forgot the other guy.
Johnny.
Eddie and Johnny. They're still on the screen. Hey guys, so tell me about your song.
They're frozen. So don't be shy, guys.
Hey, Steve's just doing another show in his head.
Right.
I'm gonna try to fix this thing. So.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Hopefully.
Alrighty.
All right. He's frozen again.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye, see Alyssa. All right, Eddie.
All right. We'll see you.
Good show. I'll see you next week.
Yep. All right.
All right, thank you, listeners, for putting up with this mess. And we'll see you next week.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.